This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
That's right, you're listening to Lefty Pinkos here on Joy 94.9. It's Brian here in the hot seat, and I'll be travelling solo tonight in the studios because Kath can't be with us. But we have a fantastic show lined up for you this week, Lefty Pinko listeners. We're actually going to be looking at NAIDOC Week, or celebrating NAIDOC Week, rather. Now, if you're scratching your head thinking, what is NAIDOC? It actually stands for the National Aboriginal Islander Day Observance Committee, and it was actually something that started from the political movements of Aboriginal people in the 1930s, and by the 1950s, this mob of Aboriginal people said, look, let's actually, instead of, you know, focusing on civil rights and politics, let's actually look at a day that celebrates our culture, our heritage and our survival. So they established the NAIDOC, which was the National Aboriginal Day Observance Committee, and they staged events in many of the, I guess, the capitals and in some parts of the country outside of the capitals. And then with the inclusion, I guess, or with the acknowledgement rather of Torres Strait Islander people as being Indigenous, they actually included Torres Strait Islander mob into NAIDOC celebrations. So it became National Aboriginal Islander Day Observance Committee. And as the day suggests, it was just one day that they wanted to mark. But as the event grew and as enthusiasm grew, they actually kind of made it a whole week. So what we now got in 2014 is NAIDOC Week. So we're going to be broadcasting some voices from different communities across Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia. We're going to be looking at Noongar mob in Perth and seeing what they're doing for NAIDOC Week this year. We're going to be talking to some correspondents from up Townsville way in Queensland to talk about, you know, what they're doing with the Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people. We're also going to be going to Sydney and looking or chatting to Andrea James, who's a curator with Carriage Works, and she's got this amazing exhibition that honours that 1930s movement that actually inspired a lot of the outcome of NAIDOC as we know it today. It's an exhibition called Hereby Make Protest. And then we're going to chat to some people from my mob. I'm Yorta Yorta. That's my cultural heritage. It's from the Murray River up near Echuca. We're going to be chatting to my auntie Hilda, and she's going to be talking about their event up at the Dania Centre in the Barmer National Park that's going to be staged tomorrow. So it's going to be a jam-packed show, so please stick around. And I've also plucked out some Aboriginal music that relates to those that are speaking to us tonight. So, yeah, there are going to be some great talkers, great insights into what's going on in NAIDOC Week across the country. So stick around.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
That's right, you're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Brian here with Lefty Pinkos, and we're back on the air this week with a special NAIDOC Week celebration episode here. And that was Guy Gauss and Gina Williams, who are from Perth, which is Whadjuk Noongar country. And this week for Lefty Pinkos, we thought we'd bring in some different voices, different correspondents from across Aboriginal Australia to talk about what they're up to with NAIDOC Week. And on the line, I've got with me Aunty Glenda Kickett, who is a traditional owner from Perth, a woman of the Whadjuk Noongar peoples. And Aunty Glenda, she works in childcare, or child welfare rather, and she is the current chairperson of NAIDOC in Perth. Can you hear us, Aunty Glenda? How are you going there?
Hi, Brian. Yes, I can hear you really well.
Beautiful. It's great to hear your voice, and happy NAIDOC. How's things there in Perth?
Oh, very busy.
Yeah?
Very, very busy. Lots of things happening in Perth right across the metropolitan area. In all sectors, I guess, of the community. So it's a very busy week for us here.
Now, NAIDOC started on Sunday, and how did your mob kick off the week?
Yeah, we had our opening ceremony for NAIDOC Week, which was down at Wellington Square, which is a big park just near the centre of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of big marquees because the weather was pretty bad. And we had community stalls in two of the marquees, and our opening ceremony in one large marquee. We had a number of acts and performers, dance groups, and we also did a special tribute to our Indigenous soldiers. Yep. So it was a really beautiful and moving event.
Now, NAIDOC is an annual event every year in July, and it's a celebration of Aboriginal and Islander people. But do you get many non-Indigenous people head down to your celebrations and your opening?
Yes, we do. We get a lot of people from different walks of life, different sectors of the community come down. They want to share in the celebrations with us. They're curious. You know, they're wanting to sort of walk that journey of reconciliation with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we also get people or non-Aboriginal people that know that work in Aboriginal organisations. So, you know, they're there on the community stalls. And so it brings everyone together, the whole community.
Yeah. I mentioned in my intro notes that you're a traditional Whadjuk Noongar and you're the chairperson of NAIDOC in Perth, which is your traditional country. How's that feel to be part of such a big cultural celebration on your own country?
Oh, it's really special, I think, because, you know, we sort of developed NAIDOC Perth from nothing and we've been able to really have the cultural component in that and really to pay, you know, the focus is Whadjuk Noongar country here and to really to bring that to the forefront and because, you know, we're still part of Noongar country but we're Whadjuk people here. And so to honour that I think is very special and, you know, I think that's what we need to do. We need to be putting up our traditional owners in each area of our...
Oh, it seems we've lost only Glenda there, but we'll continue on nonetheless. You're listening to Lefty Pinkos here on Joy 94.9. We're looking at NAIDOC Week nationally, and that was Aunty Glenda Kickett, a Whadjuk Noongar from Perth, whose traditional country it is, and they're doing big celebrations over that way. So I guess, yeah, if you tuned in from Perth, I wish you all the best, and yeah, we'll continue on with Lefty Pinkos here. We've got some music coming up, and I've got... some Kev Carmody I thought I'd pull out and play because we're going to go to Queensland next and chat to some mob frump in Townsville about what they're up to for this NAIDOC week, so stick around.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're listening to Lefty Pinkos here on Joy 94.9. It's Brian Andy here in the hot seat. I'm flying solo this week. Kath isn't with us, but we are featuring NAIDOC Week, which is a National Aboriginal Islander Day Observance Committee. And it actually started as a one day in the year that Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islanders thought they should celebrate their culture and their heritage. And it's actually become a week across the nation of Australia to celebrate, I guess, survival, politics, community and cultural heritage of Aboriginal people. And we chatted earlier to Aunty Glenda Kickett from the Noongar Nation, and we've got on the phone now the wonderful Robert Cedar. Yes, he's from the Townsville Community NAIDOC Committee. He's the Deputy Chair. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, Brian. How you going?
Hey, happy NAIDOC. How's things up in Townsville at the moment?
Mate, it's very pleasant. The weather's nice. It's cold for us. It's about 11 degrees.
Ooh, that is quite cold, yeah, like far north Queensland, yeah?
Yeah, it is for Townsvillians, and yeah, you could tell the locals are walking around with jumpers and all the southerners are walking around in their singlets and T-shirts. So.
Yeah, a bit of a shift in culture, yeah?
It is a very, I think it sort of complements the week that we're going to have this week, you know, celebrating both cultures and to the wider community, but also... you know, to the multicultural community members up here as well, which is growing.
So. Yep. And I mentioned you're the deputy chair of NAIDOC in Townsville. So just want to tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from and who your mob is.
Yeah, on my mother's side, I'm a Thaiday blood from out Loyalty Island, that's out at Vanuatu and around that area. And from my dad, he's a full-blood Darnley Island Torres Strait man.
Yeah.
And we're from the Pedu tribe there, but we also have... PNG blood and also Malaysian blood.
Yeah, so you're putting the I in NAIDOC, eh?
Sorry?
putting the I in NAIDOC for us.
That's it, yes.
And why did you get involved with NAIDOC? Why is it important for you to be there and, I guess, be part of that committee that puts on events in Townsville?
Well, I was born up in Torres Strait, but I was raised in Townsville, so I'm a Townsville local person. And and it's an event that, you know, it's the first, you know, I think we can both share with the community, you know, two distinct cultures, but bringing them together and highlighting how different they are, but also how similar they are as well. And, and celebrate the First Nation people. So, you know, and that's telling stories and also, you know, setting a pathway for our future generation with the young ones, keeping, you know, their grasp on where their foundation and identity come from. So,
yeah,
you know, that's pretty much for me. Yeah, that's why I'm involved with NAIDOC.
Beautiful. And so what sort of events happen in Townsville for NAIDOC Week?
Yeah, mate, we had our official launch on Sunday.
Yep.
That just gone past. We also, it clashes with the, you know, the National V8 circuit that travels around Australia. So,
yeah,
you know, that's our claim to fame, that they bring the V8 here to kick off NAIDOC for us. thanks to our council and, you know, our traditional owners to let these noisy cars drive around Townsville. But, tomorrow we've got our corporate breakfast, which is community members, organisations,
businesses and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah, three levels of government and also local businesses come together and, you know, it's a good way of not only sharing our cultures but also connecting pathways for, you know, some economic participation and building, and creating jobs and opportunities for our young ones.
Yep. And so this year's NAIDOC theme is around, I guess, acknowledging the frontier wars, and those servicemen and women who have fought overseas in Australia's world wars. Are you guys responding to that theme, or have you got your own theme locally?
No, we've got our, we're honouring our past, current and future soldiers. We've got the second biggest garrison city, we're the second biggest garrison city in Australia.
Yep.
So the armed forces are combined with all our activities. So, you know, we've got our acting colonel that'll be coming up and also, is a guest speaker tomorrow at the breakfast. But we're having about the RSL. So we've got a collective of service memorabilia from families, you know, fighters from the First World Wars, right up through to the Vietnam and to the current one. So we've got a sort of a library thing when you walk into the breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it honours that right through. So we're going to keep that flavouring happening until we have our... we've got a deadly day out on Friday, and then followed 2 weeks down the track, we've got our NAIDOC dinner, which is we're given time for family to, you know, to recuperate and get some funds for our... formal dinner, so
yeah,
that's happening on August the 7th at the RSL as well. So they're very supportive and inclined to celebrating NAIDOC with us.
Yep. And is anybody from the NAIDOC committee in Townsville going to head down to the national ball, which has been held in Queensland on the Gold Coast? Are you going to be involved with that?
No, there's a couple of mates from where I work. I'm with Department of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and Multicultural Affairs.
Yeah,
there's a few of our co-workers travelling down tomorrow for it. So.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, because it'll be a big night down that way because, they're highlighting Gold Coast this year and they'll be doing the awards and the National Ball down there. I just thought maybe you might be heading down there, but it's good to know some of you might from Townsville are representing.
Yeah, no, it'd be great. It'd be great if we could sort of, to other states and territories that we can sort of, get into some of the remote areas and take it to the people in the community.
Yep.
And, we all need to celebrate and have the opportunity to, to get up and get dressed up deadly, and we're already deadly, but
just get dulled up, eh?
And all my co-workers that are heading down there, they're all looking forward to it. Philip Peach, he's one of our big managers up here, and he travels around everywhere to the annually, so
mm-hmm.
We have we get the feedback off him now and then, and it's great. But, he sort of takes the North Queensland flavouring, and there's also others from, up far north as well that travel down to it.
And represent, yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for your time tonight, Robert. It's been great talking to you about you and talking to you about your NAIDOC activities. All the best with them, and from us mob here at Joy 94.9, we wish you all the best for NAIDOC and hope you have a great celebration up that way.
Yeah, Brian, from all of us here in Townsville, hopefully everybody down your way there have a deadly NAIDOC, and... we look forward to maybe chatting or seeing you face-to-face one day and having a good yarn.
Yeah, that'd be deadly. Get up to Townsville every now and then, so I'll see you when I get up there.
No worries. Well, God bless, and have a safe one.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
Okay, bye.
That was Robert Seedor, one of the deputy chair from the NAIDOC Townsville Committee. And I guess, yeah, in putting together the music for this week's Lefty Pinkos, I have pulled out some Aboriginal artists from all over the country who, I guess, yeah, sort of might highlight the work that they're doing in each state. And this, for Queensland, I thought I'd pull out some Kev Carmody. And this is a cover of his by Archie Roach. It's Cannot Buy My Soul. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Lefty Pinkos. We'll be back.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, and this is Brian Andy here with Lefty Pinkos. You're listening to Joy 94.9, and we're discussing NAIDOC Week this week, which is the National Aboriginal Islander Day Observance Committee. It's actually started out as a day, but it's a whole week of celebration across the country. And we've yarned to Noongar mob, we've yarned to some Murray mob, and now we're going to yarn to some people who are of Yorta Yorta heritage up in Gadigal country. I've got Andrea James on the phone here. Andrea, can you hear me?
I can. Hello.
Oh, deadly. Now, just to give you a bit of a bio for Andrea, she's a Yorta Yorta woman, and she's the artistic associate with Carriage Work in Sydney, one of the city's most innovative and charmingly historic art spaces. Andrea James also was a former artistic director with Melbourne Workers Theatre in Melbourne, and she's written a couple of plays that have looked at her Aboriginal and her Yorta Yorta heritage. And I just want to say thanks, Andrea, for joining us here on Lefty Pinkos. How are you going?
I'm good, and happy NAIDOC Week.
Happy NAIDOC to you. Now, you've done this amazing exhibition up in Carriage Works. It's on at the moment for NAIDOC Week, and it's called Hereby Make Protest. And do you want to just tell our listeners about what it's about?
Yes, I can. It's an exhibition that features historical archives and new contemporary artworks by three fantastic artists, Nicole Forshew, Carla Dickens and Jacob Nash, and it takes as its key inspiration the foundations of the Australian Aborigines Progressive Association that was set up by Fred Maynard and Warren Man in 1924, and then the later incarnation of that that was sparked up again in 1937, the Aborigines Progressive Association.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the exhibition is really looking at the seeds of, Aboriginal Australians' political formal organising as the political entities in the country and looking at, events in particular, but also the founding fathers of these movements.
And so why do you think it's important to look back at these guys? Because I've had a bit of a chat to you about the exhibition. I actually saw it in Sydney when I was up there, and you mentioned that, I guess, something around Malcolm X and I guess that civil rights movement and what it did for the world. And why do you think it's important to highlight the work of these men from the 30s nowadays?
Yeah, well, John Patton, who's Jack Patton's grandson, Jack Patton was president of the Aborigines Progressive Association, and he established the APA with William Cooper and William Ferguson. And I heard him speak about this a couple of times now, and he said, look, we know about Malcolm X and all of those black civil rights activists, but isn't it a shame that in this country we don't know our Aboriginal Australian equivalent, and I think hopefully that's what this exhibition is hoping to achieve, is to share this history, this really important part of Australia's history with everybody, not just Aboriginal Australians, but everyone needs to know about this really important organisation and these men and women who, really put themselves on the line to fight for rights and justice at a time when they weren't even regarded as citizens in this country, and they did that, they spoke out very loud at great risk to themselves and their families.
Mm-hmm. Because I guess, and when you talk about that risk, I guess you're talking about things like, because people weren't citizens and there was that threat of stealing children, basically, that families were under threat in that sense, weren't they? So
exactly, and if people spoke out, often there was retribution made by the the so-called Aborigines Protection Board, who came in and took people's children, actually, directly targeted people that spoke out, curtailed their movement, people weren't allowed to move from one part of the country to the other without permission, and cut people's rations was another little clever trick, and then of course the ultimate kick in the guts was that they did take children away, which is exactly what happened to Jack Patton after he went and fought in the Second World War. He came back and he came back to his wife and children was working out one day, and the Aboriginal Youth Protection Board stole six of his seven children, you know, which is just ironic given how outspoken he was, you know, and how capable he was, and they just stole his children regardless. So, yeah, really, you know, really tumultuous times and dangerous times. And, you know, I think, you know, another thing I think I hope this exhibition and project is looking to do is to really, you know, pay our respects and remember and give thanks to these people who, you know, really paved the way for us to enjoy the kind of freedoms that we as Aboriginal Australians, you know, enjoy today.
And, like, I guess the exhibition, it has some amazing archive material, like there's minutes from their meetings, they've got their publication. I'm reticent to say it on air because I cringe at the title of it. Actually, let's just say it, yeah?
Yeah.
The Abbo Call, as they called it back in the time. It was a newspaper that went out through New South Wales primarily, wasn't it? And published by these men.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they published it in 1938, you know, during the so-called 150th celebrations of Australia's colonisation. Mm-hmm. And they actually managed to publish six editions that year. Mm-hmm. And it predominantly went throughout New South Wales, but it also went as far up as Darwin and Queensland. In fact, there's these beautiful letters that are published in later editions that just, where people were just going, oh, thank God we've got a national newspaper for Aboriginal people, because it just wasn't heard of in those days. And they really did manage to get it distributed quite widely. And it was just, you know, it was just such a point of strength for Aboriginal Australia at that time. But, you know, also when you read the work, you know, they were reporting about, you know, food being poisoned and deliberately left in shepherds' huts, and you know, conditions that people were under all around the country, and you know, and it's just all in there now as this extraordinary historical document, and really the first of its kind at that time.
And so, using those documents as a base and those minutes and those actions by those men, how have the artists responded to them? Can you describe the exhibition and what artworks exist in the space?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for an exhibition that's got such a fiery title as Hereby Make Protest, and the content is all about protest, but actually it's a very strong and calm space. It's a commemorative space, and it's one that really invites visitors to reflect and pay their respects. And, you know, look, the artists have just done such a beautiful job. They've really put their own heart and soul into it. And I guess, like a lot of Aboriginal artists, you know, they've really considered the nature of activism within their own families, within their own minds, you know, what that means for them as well as connecting to these extraordinary men. And so the works are, they're beautiful installation works predominantly. Nicole Forshue, a Wiradjuri woman, has created these two beautiful screen works that really pay homage to her family and her mother and her grandmother in particular. Mm-hmm. Both Carla and Nicole have really considered the women behind these men. You know, a lot of the time the men were the ones that were photographed and recorded, but we know that there were many very strong women around them who were at the coalface of these conditions at the time, and, you know, trying to make their families warm and fed. And, yeah, so their works are really, really beautiful works that commemorate the women and give voice to the women as well behind the men. And Jacob Nash has collected hundreds and hundreds of shoes and dusted them in white oak. It just, you know, represented the protesters and the political activism of people who've passed and helping us to consider how we protest today and how we're going to protest into the future as well.
Yep. And tell us, there's three suits that make up part of the exhibition. Tell us about that piece, Andrew, because I'm just getting shivers thinking about it now.
Oh, I know, and it's such solid work. Again, work by Carla Dickens, another Wiradjuri woman, an extraordinary artist who's really just coming into her own, and she's created this installation piece called Assimilated Warriors. Mm-hmm. I mean, it reflects the men and women at that time dressed impeccably to go out and protest and to have meetings with politicians, and often they would wear their Sunday best. So she's featured these three beautiful suit jackets that she you know, it's mixed the two worlds between contemporary dress and traditional warrior dress, and, you know, the way that our men and women literally suited up and put on their armour to face, you know, to face this immense opposition. So it's a beautiful work, and it hangs on a very old vintage plough that was used to... dispossess us of our land and plough
and rip
our
it up, yeah.
And rip it up, and she's reclaimed it. And these feathers and strings are like tendrils that connect to the earth like roots, so they're almost like trees in space. They're just, it's an extraordinarily rich work and deeply, deeply moving to stand in front of.
And tell us, because when I saw it with you, I actually asked about the hanging on the right-hand side of that particular work. Do you want to tell our listeners what was hanging from that hook on the right? Because it's quite interesting.
Carla goes through, she collects a lot of stuff from the tip, and she really wanted to show how resourceful our people were, but also what she found at this tip was this bunch of old leather dog muzzles that she's reclaimed and woven in... string and feathers and padlocks and put them together in a bunch next to these jackets, you know, as if to symbolise this sense of, you know, before our people were muzzled, but what the founders of these movements did was they ripped off the muzzles of Aboriginal Australia and cast them aside and spoke loudly and incredibly strongly, for rights and justice. So, it's a extraordinary work. She's done a really beautiful job.
Yeah, no, well, you've done a fantastic job curating that and pulling it together. And I guess, just to give it a good plug, it's on at Carriage Works right now, and it's on until July 18th. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I can every day from 10 till 6. And also, if people are in Sydney, we've also got a club query on this Thursday night.
Hey, look out. Tell us about that.
I know. We've got a whole bunch of us. We've got the wonderful Anita Heist.
She's a babe.
She's a babe. She's got a lineup of her favourite artists, musicians and thinkers. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great music night of bands and speakers. We've got Lyle Munro from the Redfern 10 Embassy, Ken Canning, Luke Carroll, Carla from the exhibition is going to yarn. We've got White House playing, Marlene Cummins and band, Vic Sims, Nadina Dixon. It's going to be a great night. So it's on Thursday night at 7 o'clock down at Carriage Works, and the exhibition will be open up late night that night as well. So, come on down.
Beautiful. All the best with Hereby Make Protests. And, like I said, congratulations on such a fantastic show. It's really beautiful to see. There's those four men. Like, it's Bill Ferguson, Jack Patton, William Cooper and Colin Kinchula, I guess, honoured in such a beautiful way through some contemporary Aboriginal artists. So all the best with that, Andrea. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Have yourself a happy NAIDOC week, and thanks for joining us on Lefty Pinkos.
My pleasure. Woohoo.
We'll speak soon. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Oh, yeah, they're the dulcet tones of Yorta Yorta Man, Uncle Jimmy Little there, teamed up with Kylie Minogue, Bury Me Deep in Love. And it's a bit of a theme, actually. We're going to be going to Yorta Yorta Country now to sort of see what that mob up that way. For those of you that don't know, I'm actually a Yorta Yorta Man, and I have on the line with me my dear Auntie Hilda, who, just to give you some biographical notes, Auntie Hilda's actually my mother's sister, and she works with Parks Victoria up in the Barmer National Park. And they're actually organising a Danya event that's going to be staged tomorrow. Can you hear us, Auntie Hilda?
I sure can.
How's it going up there at Kamagunja?
Yeah, good.
Yeah? And so tell us, what are you planning to do tomorrow for NAIDOC Week up at Danya there?
Well, like you mentioned, we're having... a day at the Danya Centre.
Yeah.
With the support of the Yorta Yorta Nation, Aboriginal Corporation, Parks Victoria, Bonnie Morgan AMS from Kamaraganja.
Yeah.
And also Nyoonda Aboriginal Corporation in Echuca.
And the Danya NAIDOC events happened for a number of years now, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, and so what do you do at these events?
Well, we normally get activities and games organised for the kids that turn up. We have local organisations in the community if they want to set up information tables, but you know, to give information and handouts out. We have a camp oven lunch.
Yep.
And a sausage sizzle.
Cool. And do you have a flag raising to kick it off?
Yes, we do. And each year we choose two elders in the Yorta Yorta community.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, to raise the flags.
And can you announce or give us a bit of an exclusive as to who those elders are on Joy 94.9?
Well, this year we're having Rochelle Patton.
Yep.
And Uncle Archie Walker.
Beautiful. And only Rochelle's a local Yorta Yorta artist, isn't she?
She sure is.
Yeah. And what about Unc there?
Well, what? Uncle Archie's known for his musical talent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so will he play for you maybe tomorrow?
Sorry?
Will he play for you tomorrow, perhaps, or do
he
something
could,
musical?
I'm not really sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could, yep.
And so what? And so who, so you mentioned that Viney Morgan Aboriginal Medical Service, the Yorta Yorta Nations Aboriginal Corporation and Parks Victoria have presented this event. So that happens every year, yeah?
Yeah, and also Nyurnda Aboriginal
and
Corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess NAIDOC's a celebration for Aboriginal and Islander people, but do you find that many non-Indigenous people go to the event Danya for NAIDOC Week?
Yes, they do.
Yeah?
Yes.
So how many people do you reckon you get tomorrow?
Well, we normally cater for 200, but each year it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And have you been to any other NAIDOC events for NAIDOC Week this year?
Yes, I was at the Rumbalara Aged Care facility on Monday.
Yep. And what was going on there?
Well, they had a flag-raising ceremony there for the first time and a smoking ceremony.
Yep.
Yep.
Actually, I saw photos on Facebook and it was, I don't think it was a smoke, but it was actually fog, yeah?
It was
freezing.
So, yeah. Yeah, pretty fogged out.
And who was involved with that? Was Pop there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's that? Because, yeah, I mean, we're being really familiar and our listeners don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Who's Pop?
He's Colin Walker,
yep.
Who was an elder in the Yorta Yorta community.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful. Yep. And so what else we do for NAIDOC Week, Art, other than this event tomorrow at Danya?
Yeah, not really sure. Depends on the workload of work.
Yeah. Do you know if anyone from Yorta Yorta country is going up to the National Ball in the Gold Coast this year?
Haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure.
Yeah, well, anyway, well, thanks for that, Aunt. It's good to hear what he's doing up that way. I think your son Jared's going to head up there this weekend with his girlfriend Kirsty, so they'll see you.
That'll be a lovely surprise.
Yeah, but anyway, thanks for joining us here on Joy 94.9. All the best with NAIDOC Week, and send my love to all the family up that way.
I will, and thanks for the opportunity, Brian.
No problem. I'll see you speak soon, Aunt.
Okay. Bye.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. That was my auntie Hilda Stewart there from Cummeragunga. They're presenting their NAIDOC event tomorrow at the Danya Centre, which is in the Barmer National Park. We're going to play some music.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.